WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7 at 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council is moving ahead with developing a bronze front porch on the Northgate Promenade of Robert Earl Keene and Lyle Lovett.
Would come out of church when I was in junior high and get in the car, and my mother would say, stop looking over there, because they were generally in their gym shorts.
Julie Schultz was among those who watched Keene and Lovett, who were Texas A&M students, playing on the front porch of Keene's rental house on Church Avenue. Supporters of the project were asked to get more cost information and sources of private funding. Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp previously pledged to pay half, and some of the council are interested in using hotel occupancy tax money. A West Bryan manufacturer has cleared the latest hurdle with the state to expand.
The executive director of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality announced Tuesday the permit sought by Saugabon Ceramics meets legal requirements to add and modifying existing equipment that'll generate more air pollution. State concluded the expansion would not result in adverse health effects. That's part of a 29-page response to public comments, which you can read online at WTAW.com. Opponents have 30 days to contest the ruling. If that happens, the appeal is considered by TCEQ commissioners, a body appointed by the governor. TCEQ ruling follows a review of written comments from more than 80 people, along with comments and questions from 16 speakers at a public hearing last July in Bryan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Two members of Congress from the Brazos Valley were involved in the first stage of repealing and replacing Obamacare. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, a member of the Energy and Commerce Committee, says the most important work happened last Sunday when they got the input from 10 governors on fundamentally restructuring Medicaid coverage for low-income people.
Five from expansion states and five from non-expansion states get together and tell us what works for the states, because that's what makes this work, is when you put take the power out of Washington bureaucracies and you put it back in the governor's hands on Medicaid, that's how we fix this.
The GOP plan, which also passed the House Ways and Means Committee that is chaired by Kevin Brady of the Woodlands, prohibits insurance companies from denying coverage based on pre-existing conditions and will continue to allow children to stay on their parents' plans through the age of 26. Victims of wildfires in the Texas Panhandle includes a popular children's author.
John R. Erickson has been writing the Hank the Cow Dog mystery series since 1982. According to the author's son, the family's M. Cross Ranch near Perryton was, quote, roasted in the fires. They lost the main house and most of the buildings on the ranch, in addition to 90% of the grass. Mark Erickson says most of their livestock did survive, but his dad lost his prized book collection and decades of memorabilia. Ironically, the 69th book in the Hank the Cowdog series came out just yesterday. Chris Summer, TSN News.
College Station Medical Center will soon be home to the second Ronald McDonald House Charity Family Room in the Brazos Valley.
They think it'll take about 3 months. So let's say maybe 4 months, just to be on the safe side. But this summer, we will be opening these doors for families in the College Station Medical Center.
Director of Community Engagement Katie Scott emceed yesterday's Hammer Swing Ceremony, recognizing project donors. Photos from the ceremony are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7 at 66 degrees. You can call or text us, be part of the show at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. March is National Social Work Month, a time to recognize the contributions of social workers in our lives. Social workers are an integral part of the services at Hospice Brazos Valley. Terminal illness brings complex problems besides the illness itself. Social workers walk alongside patients and families through their end-of-life journeys, guiding them through uncertainty and change, bringing them closer to new life, growth, and renewal. With the advent of spring, Hospice Brazos Valley can't think of a better time to honor the sacred profession of social work. Hospice Brazos Valley, comfort is our specialty, trust is our promise.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. With a new year and a new president, we are keeping up with the changes as they happen. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Good morning. It's 7-Eleven Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And our weather is sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Cloudy for today. There's a chance for a shower. We may see an isolated thunderstorm, though right now most of the precipitation I'm seeing on the radar is down along the coast, 75 to 80. Tonight, cloudy skies. Lows will be 60 to 65. We stay cloudy into tomorrow with the chance for a shower, high 70 to 75. Maybe a shower or two tomorrow night, cooler, 45 to 50. Partly sunny and breezy, much cooler for Sunday, only 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Billy Kennedy weighs in on the Aggie men's basketball team's loss to Vanderbilt in the SEC tournament last night. Meanwhile, the A&M baseball and softball teams hit the field tonight. We'll take a look forward at that, and we'll go over some of the deals taking place in the NFL. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay. It's like the Houston Texans pinned a $20 bill to Brock Osweiler's jersey and said, would you just take him?
Basically.
I mean, this is amazing. What, this guy signed, how big was his contract?
Like, $72 million,
yeah.
I believe.
Oh, my God.
And they have given him to the Cleveland Browns, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Mm-hmm. So. One more. So your dad will be thrilled with that, right?
Oh, another, of course.
Yeah, another quarterback who fails someplace and shows up wearing Cleveland colors.
Well, the good news for that, then, if that's your problem, is that Cleveland's looking possibly to just absorb his contract and drop him, give him to somebody else.
Oh, just cut him.
So,
well,
yeah.
But you know what? It's only worth that if somebody will take him.
True.
And once again, they could have, they're long-suffering and used to that. Mm-hmm. So Tony Romo becoming a Texan, how would that be? Interesting, huh?
I was looking at it yesterday, and I was thinking to myself, if we have Tony Romo and Brandon Whedon in our quarterback slots, we're basically the 2015 Cowboys without Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
So
see how that works.
I'm not so sure about that. I think I put on Facebook yesterday, I hope Tom Savage is warming up that arm because he's going to get to play almost a full season after Tony Romo crumbles in his first play.
Listen to you.
Wow.
Mr. Positive.
Yeah.
Mr. Positive.
I'm a Texans fan, so.
I understand. Well, we'll see how.
It hurts to know that we just keep getting Dallas's throwaways.
Well, you could do worse. Yeah. You could be Cleveland.
That's
all right.
True.
So more problems for Radio Shack. Bloomberg reports that they are filing their second bankruptcy in 2 years. Announced it's on their Facebook page. They're closing 187 stores right now, today. They are not closing any stores in Bryan College Station. There will be about 12% of the remaining 1,500 locations that they shut down. Radio Shack had already closed about 2,400 stores back in 2015, and then was acquired by a company called General Wireless, which now says it plans to close 187 stores. And then another 365 stores as well, and transfer ownership to Sprint, which is part of General Wireless. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day when it was Allied Radio Shack, a Tandy company, which I think they were based in Fort Worth.
That was my family's first computer.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. They were they did that. They in fact, a long time ago also bought a bunch of Westernware stores. Tandy was doing a lot of stuff back then. But when you were, I was not an electronics dude necessarily, but Radio Shack had everything that you needed. And you went in there, and it's almost like they would not sell you anything unless you gave them your mailing address. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just literally did not want to sell you anything because what they wanted to do was send you this ginormous catalog. I mean, they'd send this catalog out that was like 2 inches thick of, you know, printed on really thin paper of all sorts of gadgets and gears and things like that. Any number of people built computers and other electronic devices based on stuff they bought at Radio Shack. When was the last time you were in a Radio Shack? Yeah.
Been a while.
See? Yeah. And you don't even know what they sell there.
Yeah, I haven't been in one in years. Yeah.
Actually, you know, I think I went in one last year, towards the end of last year, but it was to get a phone from Sprint.
Right. So. And so you weren't even going for their core stuff. Right. And I forget, maybe it was 5 years ago I went in, but I can't remember for the life of me what it was. All I know is I went in there and looked for something, and I ended up not buying anything. I know that. So anyhow, that's the new round of closings and just the way things are.
Right.
Don't have a Staples here, but Staples announced yesterday they're closing 70 stores nationwide. And Staples is an interesting business model. We don't see it here necessarily, but in big cities, they have real small storefronts. And so if you don't, we're obviously in big cities, real estate costs a lot, but it's a great opportunity for you to go in and buy a whole bunch of things that can be needed in your office in small quantities. And that's what Staples does in the big city, and that's kind of how they were able to carve out a market share in the midst of the Office Max, Office Depot world. So Staples closing some stuff.
Okay.
That's the stuff that's going away. But there's always stuff that's new and different. And once again, leave it to the people at Hostess. Yes, indeed. Hostess has now come out with one more way for you to enjoy Twinkies, if you will.
Another way?
Yep. They've got Twinkie-flavored cappuccino.
Ooh.
That's right. The yellow cream-filled sponge cake that we all know. And, well, if you remember, they were gone for a while, remember? They quit making Twinkies. Well, so Hostess is rolling that out again. You'll be able to find the coffee that consists of basically the...
So it's coffee that tastes like Twinkie.
Yeah.
Funny that you should mention some of these tasty treats that we talk about sometimes, because Drew over on Maverick sometimes likes to play pranks on me. I came in this morning, looked in the production room. He left me a box of those Peeps Oreos.
Oh, did he?
If y'all want to try them at any point.
I don't, but I want you to, and tell me what it's like.
It's got a pink filling. Is
it's
that
got
right?
A pink filling.
And
yes.
Then it's probably the original dark cookie.
Yeah. No, yep. Actually, it's the more like vanilla looking.
Ooh, the golden cookie. Yeah. Golden Oreos.
We keep talking about it. Chelsea may change
her
mind.
Nope, I won't.
Okay.
I won't.
All right. Okay. Well,
but
yeah. Okay. Well, we'll do one. Bring one in during the news, and we'll try that out in the next half hour.
Okay.
How big is the package?
It's a full package.
It's a full Oreo package.
Well, see,
it's
that's perfect. Sleeve. Then you can eat one, and I'll take a bite of one, and then we can just put the rest of them out there.
In the break room. Yeah.
And then we have. Then put it to the break room test. Because clearly in this break room...
You have to put some really nasty stuff in there for it not to be eaten.
Yeah.
So we'll
see if the Peeps Oreos pass the test.
They last.
That's true. If you put a time limit on it, that helps too.
Can you explain to me why you received those?
No, it's just, I think he just thought it was funny.
Okay. All right. That's, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not the first time the Hostess people have Twinkie-fied another product. Recently, the brand launched deep-fried Twinkies, of course. I think we talked about that.
In the frozen food aisle.
Right.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
a few weeks ago, Twinkie-flavored ice cream was spotted on the shelves. Twinkie-flavored product quickly becoming so prevalent that you might soon, well, have to add it to your list of basic tastes. Or not.
Or not, yeah.
Yeah. So, just saying. It's not to the point of sriracha where it's everything.
Yeah.
Because sriracha is everywhere. All right, more food news. If you think it's safe to call Panda Express authentic Chinese food, now you can call it inauthentic Mexican food, too, because now there are 4 Panda Express locations in Southern California serving orange chicken burritos.
Oh.
This is Panda Express, okay?
Yeah.
Burrito.
So is it just like a giant egg roll?
Well, the burrito shell is a scallion pancake.
Okay.
And it's filled with a burrito with rice or chow mein, orange chicken, and toppings. No word on whether they're going to take it nationwide or not.
Sounds good.
Well, it does.
It really does.
And that, you know,
I love egg rolls.
Well, and you know, Panda Express, for what it is that's passable food.
Oh, sure, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Because, you know, that's the other thing. That's not the kind of stuff that you can make at home.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's a production to put that stuff. Hey, it's not, it's like, hey, I think I'd like to have some fried rice. No, you're not going to do that.
Right. And I would say their stores are always very clean and
sure.
Kind of bright.
Yep.
And like, you know, it's a good atmosphere as well.
Yeah. You could see where that would be a college town go-to place.
Oh, man. All of my friends, you know, in college, they were always say they loved Panda.
Sure.
That was like one of their go-tos.
Always. But, you know, the worst thing about it is its location here because it's a Texas and Bush.
Well, now they have one in Bryan.
Oh, you're right. They do, don't they?
Yep, out by that new Walmart.
The West Side Walmart.
A little easier to get to.
Probably would be. Anyhow, so there you go. They may have, again, that's just Southern California now, but we'll see. All right, so spring break coming up, huh?
Woo!
Yeah, cool weather here, so you'll be glad you're in wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
And where will you be after all? How many kiddos go out of state? We know they go out of town.
Right.
Stay off the roads at 2 o'clock this afternoon. From then on,
yep.
There'll be a whole bunch of people trying to get out of town.
Yeah.
And not just students, but since the public schools are out,
mm-hmm.
there'll be parents who will be getting off their jobs early.
Yeah.
So productivity will basically suck today.
You know, I was talking about Panama City Beach the other day
when
we were talking about spring break. I actually knew a girl who went to junior college. She played volleyball as well in Panama City, at Panama City Beach Community College. And she said basically their entire month of March was just spring break for them too because there are so many tourists and college kids in town. And I never really thought about it like that. If you live in a destination city where people come to during those weeks, how crazy it is.
Well, it changes. You know, other colleges have spring break at different times.
And that's what she said. So it really, for them, lasted so long because it wasn't just 1 week.
Uh-huh.
There's, you know, kind of really those two middle weeks of March and then sometimes even, you know, the first or last week can be taken by certain schools.
So she never decided to go to, like, Boston for spring break just for something different, right?
Nah, she just stayed there.
Go ahead and stay there.
Yeah.
But that's also true. Yeah, you get to see people from all over America, and that's the world you live in. It's 722 right now.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fund Pools. Now, Matt, I know that pools are a great investment, but sometimes people might be hesitant to get involved with them because they're worried they're going to be too expensive. Do you guys help with financing or do you need cash?
You know, financing is one of those tricky things that a lot of people seem to get caught in. And let me tell you, in 13 years of doing this, for the first time ever, we have some of the strongest financing programs that are available in the marketplace. It is so easy to get a pool now. It's one of the things that people think that it's going to be a really hard, long process. No, that's not it anymore. We can literally have a customer come in and within 24 to 48 hours have you approved. We can turn around and within a week to 2 weeks have your financing complete. And imagine just 8 weeks from that point in time, you're swimming.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fund Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefundpools.com.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hospice Brazos Valley is the only nonprofit hospice and the only hospice with an inpatient care facility in the area. Hospice Brazos Valley features spacious private rooms to support short-term patient stays, providing a private personal facility to embrace your loved ones. Patients receive 24-hour specialized care delivered by certified healthcare professionals, including active treatment, frequent assessments, and skilled interventions for all aspects of life. Hospice Brazos Valley's inpatient facility. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
725 News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. You can join us 979-695-1620. Put the area code in, you text to us. You don't have to use the area code if you call us before we leave Hostess. Now, what Hostess is in America and what Hostess is in other countries, not so much the same. For instance, we all remember Hostess potato chips.
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do. No, we really don't, because what happens is they pretty much are up in Canada.
Oh.
Okay. And talked about it before. The first time I went up there and was eating potato chips, one of their favorite flavors up there is beef gravy.
Oh, right, right. Mm-hmm.
Beef gravy potato chips. So not so much. Anyhow, it was a tough market to break into in the United States, even though Hostess had three mascots called Munchies. They were multicolored, red, green, and yellow. So the Munchies were everywhere in Canada, being able to sell the potato chips. And the potato chips came in different colored bags based on what they were. Natural came in the blue bag. They had barbecue. They had Ripple potato chips. They had pizza potato chips. They had salt and vinegar, which we have down here.
Yep.
Roast chicken.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
All right.
Dill pickle.
Mm-hmm. And we then, have that.
Yeah, and another one which is really popular up there, ketchup.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Ketchup.
So, just saying.
I like salt and vinegar and jalapeno.
And, of course, the kettle fry thing has happened.
Kettle cooked.
Yeah,
my God.
That's pretty good.
So tasty.
And then, as we've discussed before with Pringles, they can do almost anything.
Yep.
Probably have bubblegum Pringles before long.
Ew.
Or we could go to the Twinkie. We could go to Twinkie Pringles.
Sweet Pringles.
See how that works out. All right, 727, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Still got a 50-50 chance of showers today. Most of them down along the coast around Corpus Christi, at least for right now. Then we'll continue to have a chance of showers, but it'll diminish tonight. But tomorrow morning, fires back up again with a 50% during the day and a 60% on Saturday night. And we're going to have a wind shift. Saturday night will be down to 48 degrees for our low. Probably won't make 60 on Sunday with a low in the lower 40s on Sunday night. Sunshine and 68 will be pretty pleasant on Monday, but then we're still down in the lower 40s as we get to Monday night. Currently, winds are kind of calm out there. We've got mostly cloudy skies, and it's 67.
This March at Allen Honda, we have game-changing deals. Honda has the triple threat lineup that is reliable, safe, and technologically advanced. Protect your hard-earned investment with KBB's highest residual value award and come experience the all-new Apple CarPlay technology. Right now, lease the award-winning Accord for $199 per month or the redesigned Civic for $179 per month. As always, that's coupled with our complimentary 6-year, 80,000-mile maintenance. Stop by Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place where you can trust in the blue.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Okay, I am going to tell this story the way an environmentalist wacko would tell it. There are grave concerns about the direction of the EPA under Scott Pruitt, appointed by Donald Trump to take over the agency. As the New York Times says, Pruitt built a career suing the agency he now leads. Pruitt is even filling top positions with like-minded conservatives who are climate change deniers. These deniers are going to roll back environmental protections under the pretext that they harm business. The Times says that Pruitt's EPA leadership is fundamentally at odds with career officials, with scientists and employees who carry out the agency's mission. Pruitt's changes are causing strife and gridlock. Clean air and water and the future of the planet are at risk. Agency morale is being crushed. The zealous employees and scientists who spent careers creating protections, i.e. regulations, under Obama, will be ordered to undo all of their wonderful work. It is a nightmare. Okay, off with the pink hat. This is for me, Mayor of Realville. Look, this might come as a surprise to you so-called journalists at the New York Times and to you wackos who believe they're drivel. A planet's fine. It's not fragile. What's at risk is your global warming hoax and your job-killing junk science. Your liberal nightmare is a dream come true for the rest of us, and we are smiling.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My good friends, if you own land, then you know that the time to get ready for spring is right now. So I'm thrilled to tell you about special spring savings from my good friends at Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Save big during Mahindra's Get Your Work Done sale with over $8,000 in cash back and savings on Mahindra tractors and $1,600 back on Mahindra Impact utility vehicles, plus the industry's best warranties, period. Now, that's more mowing for your money with a Mahindra tractor and more hauling for your money with a Mahindra Impact utility vehicle. No wonder 97% of owners would recommend a Mahindra. Learn more about the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth at MahindraUSA.com and get your work done, America.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Celebrating the musical history of College Station's Northgate District has the support of the City Council.
Lubbock has a Buddy Holly statue. Crockett has a Lightnin' Hopkins statue. Navasota has a Mance Lipscomb statue, and these are all well-deserved. I think a Lyle Robert Earl front porch statue in Northgate is a home run.
The inspiration from Rob Clark of the Eagle is based on the time Keene and Lovett were Texas A&M students and played on the front porch of Keene's rental house on Church Avenue. The concept is a bronze front porch on the Northgate Promenade featuring Keene, Lovett, and a space in between the musicians for fans to sit and take photos. The council directed supporters to get more cost information. Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp previously pledged to pay half the cost. Some on the council are interested in using hotel occupancy tax money to cover what is not collected in private donations. A proposal in Austin would do away with vehicle inspections. The sponsor, Senator Don Huffines of Dallas, says it's a waste of time and money and they don't make our roads safer.
Even the insurance industry has confirmed there's no correlation between inspections and safety. And nobody has better data on vehicle performance than the insurance industry.
Texas is one of only 16 states that still requires vehicle inspections. There's an update to a request as a West Bryan manufacturer made to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality in February of last year to add equipment that will generate more air pollution.
On Tuesday, TCEQ's executive director announced the application from Saugabon Ceramics meets legal requirements. That's after receiving written comments from more than 80 people, and the state held a public hearing in Bryan last July that was requested by State Representative John Rainey. State concluded the additional pollution generated by adding one kiln and modifying a second would not worsen existing health conditions. No action's been taken on the permit. Opponents have 30 days to request a reconsideration of the executive director's decision. There's also a 30-day period for those the state described as an affected person who can request a contested case hearing, which amounts to a formal court proceeding. Both would be considered by the TCEQ Commission, a body which is appointed by the governor. A copy of the TCEQ decision, which includes 29 pages of public comments and the state's responses, is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
There was a full fire department response to what turned out to be a small ammonia leak on the Texas A&M campus yesterday afternoon. A WTAW listener texted us after seeing the arrival at the Rosenthal Meat Science Center of two fire engines from College Station, one from Bryan, a College Station ambulance, and two College Station Fire Battalion chief trucks. According to the College Station Fire Department, the incident was handled by one truck and crew. They were on the scene less than 30 minutes. College Station police report two arrests and an apartment resident near Northgate is in the hospital following a robbery. This was yesterday morning shortly before 11:30 on Spruce Street, a block east of Welburn and north of University. The victim sustained life-threatening injuries after what police described was an apparent assault. Two men from Conroe accused of attempting to steal unidentified property were caught following a short foot chase. Two congressmen from the Brazos Valley went through marathon committee hearings before votes to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act and fundamentally restructure Medicaid for low-income people. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was part of a party-line vote of 31-23 in the House Energy and Commerce Committee. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Flores says this is the first of three steps.
The second step is for Dr. Price, as the Secretary of HHS, to do as much as he can administratively, and then the third element will be more of the regular order where the House and Senate each pass bills, but you've got to have 60 votes in the Senate.
Energy and Commerce passed the legislation after it cleared Ways and Means Committee, chaired by Kevin Brady of the Woodlands, at 4:30 in the morning. And the Brazos Valley is one step closer to having a second Ronald McDonald House Charity Family Room. A hammer swing ceremony took place yesterday at College Station Medical Center. Director of Community Engagement Katie Scott says construction officially starts today.
It's going to be like an episode of Fixer Upper. We've seen the 1980s pink carpet in there right now. And in 3 months or 3 or 4 months when we open the doors, the space will be transformed into a home away from home.
Donors hammered holes into a wall that will be taken down during the remodel of what used to be the Med's administrative offices. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 66 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always check out our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
I'm always telling you about Jen Zweiker and the team over at Zweiker & Associates and how they're the experts when it comes to buying or selling your home. Everything that you need to know to make the experience better, to make it easier for you, and to make it less stressful. Maybe you don't want to take it from me. I know I've told you about many different testimonials of people who have said incredibly amazing things about how impressed they were when they got a chance to work with Jen Zweiker and the team over at Zweiker & Associates. And even I've heard testimonials from people around the office. Kevin O'Connor has bought a house from Jen Zweiker and the team. Frito over on Candy 95 has bought a house using Jen Zweiker and the team at Zweiker and Associates, and you should too, because the things that I take away from the testimonials that I've heard, whether it's from strangers or whether it's from people I know, is that the team at Zweiker and Associates are the team you need on your side if you want to get the best deal for a house if you're looking to buy it, or if you're looking to get the best deal on your house if you're looking to sell it. Check them out online, zarealestate.com.
You can never plan on when your child will get a fever, flu, scrapes, bumps, or bruises. That's why almost 40 years ago, University Pediatric Association established weekend hours, evening hours, and after-hours appointments. Now, UPA is offering walk-in, drop-in hours, Monday through Friday, from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. Log on to upadocs.com for complete operational hours. UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Checking some weather right now. It's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Cloudy for today. There's a chance for a shower. We may see an isolated thunderstorm, though right now most of the precipitation I'm seeing on the radar is down along the coast, 75 to 80. Tonight, cloudy skies. Lows will be 60 to 65. We stay cloudy into tomorrow with the chance for a shower, high 70 to 75. Maybe a shower or two tomorrow night. Cooler, 45 to 50. Partly sunny and breezy. Much cooler for Sunday, only 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie men's basketball team fell to Vanderbilt in the SEC tournament last night. We'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at the A&M baseball and softball teams' contests coming up tonight. And lots of things taking place in the NFL. All kinds of shakeups. We'll take a look at all that in the details. Coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Here you go. Okay, so Chelsea, did you get your nasty pink cookie?
I did.
Okay. You going to eat it or just going to look at it?
I'm just going to look at it.
She was like, I'll pretend.
Well, he brought it in during the news. Right, so
he brought it in. He's like, Scott said you had to take one. I was like, I'll take it.
You don't got to eat it.
That's right.
But
so,
you got to take it.
So this is Peeps Oreos, which are available in some places, I guess. And so it's the vanilla Oreos, which you've seen, and then the inside basically looks like bubble gum.
It actually smells quite good, though.
Does it?
I mean, it's sweet. I don't think it's going to be bad.
It's just marshmallow. I mean, Peep is just marshmallow.
Peeps are gross, but the concept of, like, they're just sweet, sugary marshmallow, exactly.
Wow.
So in a cookie.
Wow, that's sweet.
Yeah, what I was going to say. It's probably just overly sweet.
It's just, I mean, oh, yeah, see, and then it goes on.
Continues.
If you're one of those people who like goes by the cake, you know, the store birthday cake, and you dip your finger in the icing and just take some of that, okay, it would be that, except it just goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really sweet.
It's not bad. It's just real sweet.
Yep. Okay, there you go. So if you want to do that, then that's something new. And you know, there are people out there who love Peeps. It's a great thing. Mm. I'm just not sure how old they are.
I don't want to be their friends.
You could be their friend. You just don't have to eat Peeps with them.
Okay, okay.
So what do you wash it down with?
See? Milk.
Yeah, that's probably right. I got to
get some water. Coke. Yeah. Diet Coke.
Yeah, get some Diet Coke because it's less sweet than that was. Now,
man, breakfast of champions.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're talking yesterday. How much bottled water are you drinking now? And what is it? Are you drinking just tap water? Do you drink bottled water? Because it's a big deal now. You know, bottled water is outselling soda now. Is it store brand regular water? Or is it fizzy water?
Ooh.
And is it flavored fizzy water? Okay, so
fancy.
So, and you know who's rocking this now harder than anybody?
Who?
Is Topo Chico.
Oh, man, yeah. I love Topo Chico.
Okay, now, understand that I was raised with the concept of when you go to Mexico, the last thing you drink is
the water.
Yeah.
Right.
But Topo Chico is big time now. It's named for the Monterey neighborhood, where it's been bottled since 1895.
Wow, okay.
And it's a little different, clearly, in Texas, because what happened was Mexicans who've been drinking it for years, they gravitate up to the United States, and they want to get the water that they were used to drinking when they lived in Mexico. And so the Texas market's kind of been ahead of the rest of the country when it came to Topo Chico.
Right.
But now this thing is going. Last summer, New York Times, in fact, did a story on it. BevNet Industry is saying that, and it's interesting because what happened was they would sell Coca-Cola to the Mexican market saying it's made with water from Topo Chico.
Huh.
So that's what helped generate sales of Coca-Cola in Mexico.
Okay.
Well, now, during the decades that followed, the Hispanic population increases, So the movement has reversed. Bottles of Topo Chico found their way over the border to the natives in northern Mexico, pushed it on up into Texas. They talked to the guy in Fort Worth who is basically the distributor of Topo Chico throughout Texas. And he said the first phase was from the 1980s to 2000. In the first 10 years, it was more Hispanic consumers demanding the brand that they were used to. It was kind of a nostalgia thing.
Right.
Then starting in 2000 and going to 2013, he said, we developed different strategies and launched different packages. And then a few years ago, because it's a healthier natural trend, as soda goes away, they're able to grab a market share when it comes to that.
Yeah, I mean, the sparkling water market in itself is just kind of blowing up right now, and in a good way. And so for them, it's like, oh yeah, well, we've already been here.
Well, apparently the go-to product is LaCroix. I've never had LaCroix product ever.
Oh, you can try one. I have one in the fridge.
Okay. Well, and your name came up yesterday as we were discussing because I prefer not to have any flavor.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sparkling water is okay, but I prefer not to flavor. And the reason is I realized I was drinking way too much Diet Coke, you know, and when the third hand starts growing out of my head, I'll know that was really a bad thing to do. So changed over and just went to a sparkling water. But I've never really liked the flavored sparkling water, but I've never tried that one.
Yeah.
Yesterday, somebody gave me a little can of this a Perrier lime.
Oh, uh-huh.
And, you know, that was okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The deal is, I mean, sales of Topo Chico have gone up 15 times what it was in 2000.
Well, and it's funny. You put anything in a glass bottle, and people think it's so quaint.
All right, see, and that, yeah, okay, that we'll that go is to that in a second. Hello?
Clearly, Canadian was just way ahead of their time.
Yeah,
yeah, they were. I just like the name Topo Chico.
But the idea of it being glass is problematic too.
It is. Now they have them in plastic bottles.
Do they? Okay.
Yes, they do. They have them in plastic bottles, which you can get at the grocery store. But they do have them in glass as well that you can buy the case or individually. And so some people like that. So obviously, yeah, some people it is a problem, but they do have both options.
Well, they listed, the National Beverage Corporation checked it out, and LaCroix's line has actually gone up 65% in the last year.
Yeah.
65%.
And theirs come in cans.
Yeah.
So that makes it, I think, even a little bit easier for people.
Portability. Sure.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right.
Perrier's up 17%. San Pellegrino is up 11%. So
now LaCroix also has way more flavors and it's all natural flavoring. It's all completely healthy and like zero calorie. But they have a ton of more flavor combinations than any of the other brands.
Well, time is right for it, clearly. And it's amazing how much we're spending on that.
Yeah.
Because what does a can cost? I'm not sure. I mean, I buy a lot of bottles at one time, so I don't know what the price is per unit.
It's close to $2 a can for LaCroix.
Is that right?
Oh, wait, no. Why am I saying that? No, 50 cents.
50 cents?
50
okay.
cents.
Because you buy like a six-pack
thing.
Yep,
because I'll buy, yep, exactly. Now, one interesting thing, there's a bar in College Station that they have a drink on their cocktail menu, and it's made with Topo Chico.
Specifically.
Topo Chico.
All right, Brad, what do you drink?
I usually drink water or Coke Zero.
Okay, all right. And I understand.
Just regular water.
Exactly, sure. And I just find it really interesting. It makes the glass thing, I just would have never figured that would catch on. Just because you're right, that's a very retro thing
and
right now.
You need a pop top to open it, right?
Oh, do you need a...
For the glass, you
do. For the glass bottles,
yeah. I had a friend who was kind of down in southern Texas, pretty much the valley, and he was at a gas station and went and bought a Topo Chico, and a guy was behind him in line and said, "Hey, man, where's the party?" And he was like, oh no, I'm just drinking this, like, alone.
All by myself. Hello.
You know, I must be more hipster than y'all. I like to keep it local and drink College Station water.
All right, that's cool. If you want to do College Station water, that's an all right thing,
before
too.
Before it was cool.
And then you can use that, what thing to put gas in it, too? What's the little, the cup?
Oh, yeah, the soda stream.
Yeah, you can do a soda stream. There you can have College
Super
Station
hip.
Sparkling water.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over a million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Children hide from monsters under their beds. Figuratively speaking, so do adults. Except we call it worry. Worry is about the scary what-ifs in life. What if our children don't make good decisions? What if the economy negatively impacts our jobs? We dream up horrible scenarios about everything that could happen and rehearse them over and over again in our minds. Our payoff for all that hand-wringing is control, or I should say, the illusion of control. We believe the way to survive a crisis is to anticipate everything that could possibly go wrong and plan accordingly. But worry is only good for stealing the happiness you could be feeling right now. As one author put it, worry never robs tomorrow of its sorrow. It only saps today of its joy. He's right. You can't predict or perfectly control life, so don't drain your emotional bank account trying to do it. Worrying about tomorrow's uncertainties isn't going to help you feel better. What will? Well, the decisions you make today. Your choices play a big part in shaping your tomorrow, and they're the only part of life you can control. So put your energy there. Focus on something positive to influence your future in the right direction. So if you have a worry monster hiding under your bed, scare him off. He's keeping you stuck unnecessarily in stress and anxiety. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 81st Masters Tournament, April 3rd through the 9th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2017 Masters.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and have suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For free information, call Injury Help Desk now. Call 800-416-4410. 800-416-4410.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. The A&M men's basketball team hit the hardwood at the Southeastern Conference Tournament last night against Vanderbilt, who shook off a sluggish start to beat the Aggs 66-41. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy.
We just couldn't score. We played good defense the first half and really struggled scoring. I mean, we had three guys score 38 points, and then we had 3 points from the rest of the team, and it's hard to win games when you don't get production throughout your roster, offensively and defensively.
Tyler Davis led the Aggies with 18 points, and Admon Gilder added 11. The setback left the Aggies' overall record this season at 16-15. Elsewhere in college basketball, TCU pulled off the biggest stunner of yesterday's college basketball schedule by knocking off top-ranked Kansas 85-82. Desmond Bain capped his 16-point performance by hitting 3 free throws with 2.5 seconds left to cap the Horned Frogs' game-ending 9-2 run. In A&M baseball, the number 12 Aggies have their last weekend tune-up before starting SEC play as they host the Brown Bears in a 3-game series on Olsen Field beginning tonight. Brigham Hill takes the mound this evening with the first pitch at 6:30 p.m. Pre-game will be at 6:15, and you can catch all the games this weekend on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, number 5 A&M softball opens conference play with a 3-game series against Mississippi State this weekend at the Aggie Softball Complex. Here's Coach Joe Evans.
Yeah, we're excited to start SEC play. It seems like it got here in a hurry, so we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a big weekend. opening up against Mississippi State. They're on a big roll. They're on a 15-game winning streak. So we're going to get tested right off the bat.
First pitch for tonight's game will be at 6 p.m., and you can hear all of this weekend's games on Willie 1550. In the NFL, Tony Romo remained with the Cowboys as the first day of free agency wrapped up Thursday, although the quarterback essentially said goodbye to Dallas fans in a video posted on Twitter. Romo wasn't released when the NFL opened for business after being told he would be. Also in the NFL yesterday, the Texans traded quarterback Brock Osweiler to the Browns, as well as a 2018 second-round pick and a sixth-round pick this year. The Texans did, however, manage to re-sign punter Shane Leckler and kicker Nick Novak to one-year deals. Both were unrestricted free agents. And just 2 minutes after the beginning of the new league year, it was announced via Twitter that the Seattle Seahawks have signed offensive tackle Luke Jokel to a one-year deal in 2017. Jokel was the second overall pick by the Jacksonville Jaguars in the 2013 draft. Coming out of Texas A&M, he was thought by many as the best overall player in the draft. In the NBA,
back to line goal by the Thunder. Adams gets to it. There's Westbrook, pops to the corner. Oladipo for three.
Russell Westbrook had his 31st triple-double of the season to help the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the San Antonio Spurs 102-92 last night, snapping San Antonio's nine-game streak and dropping them 2 games behind the Golden State Warriors in the race for the best record in the NBA. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. It is time for our deal of the day, and this time it's a 2016 Ford Fusion. This is the Titanium Edition now, one owner, 19,000 miles for only $18,417 for that, well, it amounts to almost new Ford Fusion. It's also Truck Month, where you can save piles of cash. And if you get one of those trucks and want to outfit it, they can all do that for you at Texas Custom Outfitters. It's a one-stop shop, and they can roll it all into the financing. To find out more, make the short drive to Navasota and see Team of Navasota, or go to teamofnavasota.com.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
With the John Deere 5045E tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to load more, lift more, do more, and save more. Right now, get 0% financing for 84 months on a 5045E with two-wheel drive and an open operator station. That's one low monthly payment that's going to pay you back in powerful John Deere performance and peace of mind with the no-cost five-year warranty. Learn more at cptractor.com.
Offer ends 5/1/17, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Warranty restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, buying or selling a house is a pretty exciting thing, you know, especially if you're getting ready to leave a house. You know, it's kind of sad, kind of exciting, though. But one of the things that's just the worst is decluttering. Am I right?
I don't think it's that bad. I think it depends upon your personality.
I mean, I don't like to get rid of stuff, so maybe it's just me, but
you borderline hoarding tendencies?
A little bit, yeah. So it takes a long time.
Well, okay. So let's talk about that just real quickly. It's a great opportunity for you to go ahead and purge.
Yeah.
So you can throw some items away. It's also a great opportunity to donate, which you can then use as a tax write-off, right?
Yeah.
So that's good for you. But the other thing is, you know, for example, built-ins, we don't talk about that very often in living rooms. If you want to take everything with you, that's okay. Just edit down to the larger items and make sure that you can see back to the wall.
Yeah. All right. Those are the tips and tricks you need. Get in touch with them, zarealestate.com.
It's hard to believe, but in a few short months, I'll be 80, and I'm at the point where I need help staying healthy.
In partnership with Texas A&M Health Science Center, CHI St. Joseph Health is proud to bring you the Mature Well Lifestyle Center, a one-of-a-kind health complex for adults 55 and older.
While Dad may be turning 80, I'm only in my mid-50s, but even I could use some help to make sure my health stays in good shape.
Mature Well brings everything you need to get fit, stay healthy, and live well together in one location. You'll find services like physical and occupational therapy, specialized physicians, and experts in nutrition and medication management, plus a gym and pool, cooking classes, and educational seminars.
It's great to find a place that's all about helping me.
That's helping both of us.
Helping both of us live the best lives we can.
Mature Well is now open, so get to a healthier place today. Visit maturewell.chistjosephhealth.org.
About a minute till. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. So imagine you have a glass of water and a plate that has broccoli, chicken, and mushrooms.
Is it sparkling water?
Well, it could be.
Okay.
Yep. It would be better to eat it as is, or would it be better to blend it all together and drink it? Well, not many people choose the latter. But Robin Spiller, who's a hunger expert, has data that shows when people drink the blended soup, if you will, it kept them from feeling hungry for about an hour longer.
No way.
That if you ate the meal that way.
See, I think I've heard of the opposite, that when you're drinking something, it doesn't really register your brain that you're eating because you're not chewing.
Okay.
And I kind of feel the same way with like smoothies. It may fill me up initially, but an hour later, I'm like ready for some food.
Also,
but
what's a hunger expert?
Well,
we're all hungry from time to time.
See, in charge of the Hunger Games.
I'm a hunger expert. Now, that's an excellent point. Think about that. Yeah, I need to get more money because, you see, I'm a hunger expert.
I'm an expert.
All right, it'll be 78 today, 50-50 chance of showers. We got 67 right now. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.